Show, John DeBella Show, Daily Podcast. It's Tuesday morning, November 9th. What did we do today? We started out by talking something in Steve's Lane. Redheads and superpowers. The New York City Marathon happened over the weekend, and one runner was running in a different way. Have you fallen asleep at work? That was the question today for our phoner. We all fessed up to times we fell asleep on the job. What about you? Song stories featured Hendrix. The holidays are approaching, so we peered into the Toy Hall of Fame and their new submissions and inductees. The turkey drop also on the way, and Ron Druin from Davis Honda checked in. He's helping us out once again. Here you go. Enjoy. It's the Daily Podcast.
No offense, Dave, but this is Steve News, and you'll understand in just a moment.
Okay.
Okay. According to a doctor,
yes.
All right. Redheads have hidden superpowers that non-gingers do not have.
And what would they be?
They would be, let's see.
Let me run through. Is it a high-pitched scream that hurts your ears when he gets upset?
It could be that.
Okay, no, it's not.
My kid can do that.
All right.
No, it is, they detect temperature changes faster than other people.
Okay. Right? Why? Because they start to burn?
All right. They smell better than other people. I'm not saying themselves, but they can smell things better than other people. They produce more vitamin D.
All right.
Right. And they have a higher threshold for pain.
That's false.
All right.
That's completely false. Totally false. He stepped on a block the other day, and then we almost had to cut his foot off.
Well, you know what? I was going to bring that very thing up because I have a funny feeling that it skips a birth. Because from what I understand, Jack, on the other hand, who falls, runs into things, trips on stuff,
Jack's insane, and
gets up and walks away like nothing happened at all.
Yeah. Yes, Jack is out of his mind. Jack's gonna be the hardest kid on the street, so watch out. Any teenage boys want to come mess with a little kid, he's gonna punch right in the mouth.
I feel like that's the second born syndrome, in all honesty.
Really?
Yeah, they're always tougher than we are.
It's gonna be tougher.
Yeah.
I would say my younger brother, is tougher than me.
Yeah. Right? I think it applies.
So, all right.
That's my theory.
And when you're at the top of the chain?
Yeah, I am. All right, so. No, my brother could take me, you know, when he was five, now,
right.
In the future.
Yeah. Yeah,
way
yeah,
tougher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you were top of the chain also,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, my brother's smaller, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And my sister, I'll punch her in the mouth.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Someone who did not have a good day. Have you ever run a marathon? Everybody ever run a marathon?
No. I tap out at 5K.
Yeah, right. I tap out at two flights of stairs. All right. A woman, I think the New York Marathon is where this happened.
This past Sunday.
Yeah, a woman had intestinal issues, right, while running the marathon, and she made 9 porta potty stops while running the marathon and still achieved a personal marathon record. Her strategy was to sprint as fast as she could from one porta potty to the next porta potty without soiling herself.
Oh, prayers for whoever was behind her.
All right. We have audio in case you were wondering. You know, of course we do, and it sounds like this. And she's in tune.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.
Everybody yesterday, wherever I went, everybody was so refreshed. Everybody got that extra hour of sleep.
Sure.
You were saying the first thing when you came in yesterday morning, I feel great.
It's like 15 hours.
Yeah, right. It was terrific, right? But there's a report out that 1 in 4 people have fallen asleep at work.
Yeah.
All right. One would think. I mean, and what do you think is the most sleep deprived state in the country?
Oh, God. Ooh, that's tough.
I'm going to say
Alaska.
That's what I was going to say. Alaska, because they have that 24 hour sun at some point in the year.
Right. No, Hawaii.
Oh, I was close.
Hawaii was the most sleep deprived. The 10 states with the most. Right. Yeah, you were real close there.
Listen, one of the two that isn't part of the actual continuous, whatever it's called.
All right. Hawaii, Kentucky, Georgia, Alabama, Maryland, New York, Indiana, South Carolina, Michigan, and Delaware are all the most most people who are underslept.
All right.
All right. And then, of course, there was all the footage of Joe Biden nodding at the environmental conference.
Yeah.
Right. Who wouldn't?
Seriously.
Yeah. Really. You're there in a suit. Someone's giving yet another speech in a language you don't understand. So all you're hearing is...
Most boring convention of all time.
Yes.
Absolutely. Right? You know? Yeah. Of course he's going to nod, you know? It's probably warm in the place, and, you know, and he's at a nod age. All right, I'll give him that. But still, right, you know, it's happened to everybody. So my question is, right... Have you ever fallen asleep at work?
And yes.
I'm going to open this. I'm going to open this up to the entire audience because yes. People probably have some really funny stories.
For me, it never happened when I was at the stations, but I was working at the stations, but doing a second job when I was interning down the hall. I was doing background checks. It was so boring. I'd be there from 2 p. to 10 p. And all at one point, I just kind of put my head
that's
down.
A long day.
Put my head down, and I guess I was resting it on my hands, my nose. Was pressing against the keyboard, and the name I was searching was like 650 H's because my nose was just pressed onto the H.
Oh, God.
That's awesome.
That person had no criminal background, by the way. Uh-huh. Okay.
Good. For me, it was when I had my first job at Staples, and we would take the ladder in the aisles and go up to the top where you sold the bulk bubble
right,
wrap.
Yeah, yeah, right,
and we would make like a fort, like a little kid out of it, and create a little bed, like a depression.
Oh, you, so awesome. you didn't fall asleep.
No,
you went to sleep.
It was purposeful. It was purposeful.
You went to sleep.
Yeah, be like, hey, guys, it's my turn for the nap. Cover me.
All right. Cindy, you got any?
I mean, it's awfully hard as a traffic reporter, but I did when I used to work until 1 o'clock in the morning. I did used to have to like run around loops on between reports to stay awake, but I never fell asleep.
Oh, okay, all right. I have a classic radio one.
Okay.
I was working a Saturday overnight into Sunday morning when all of the public service shows would run,
mm-hmm.
and at that time all of the public service shows were on tape. They're on reel-to-reel tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And the studio was freezing. The entire place was freezing. And there was this one corner in the room next to the studio where the sun was shining in and it was baking on like the combination of a locker and a wooden wall. And I went, I bet you it's nice and warm over there. I'll mm-hmm. go stand there. I literally fell asleep standing up, right? And woke up to a tape player going flip 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 flip.
You didn't fall on your
no,
on your
I didn't
butt.
Fall asleep.
Wow.
I stood
I'm
there.
Impressed.
I was out cold, right? And I woke up. I don't know how long we were off the air, right? But I go in and it's just this tape going flip 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 flip.
So, nice alarm clock.
Yeah. That gets the adrenaline running.
Yeah, I bet.
So what is it for you? Have you ever fallen asleep at work? And what happened? What was the outcome? Call us here in the studio. Question at hand, 215-263-WMGK. Have you ever fallen asleep at work? I'm surprised that you guys haven't thrown me under the bus yet.
I figured we would let you do it yourself. It's one of my favorite falling asleep stories.
Right, because, and that time I actually really had an excuse. I was on some medication, and we're having a meeting with Bill, our program director, and literally in the middle of me, I am sitting there, I'm looking at him, and I'm
5 feet away from him.
Yeah, I'm doing worse than Biden did. All right, I am nodding and eventually, boom.
Yeah, you had the head bob going.
I was on like these muscle relaxers. So and it was funny. And it was post show.
Right.
So, you know, so after spending all the energy on the show, and then all of a sudden, you know, doing this, and Bill's like, are you sleeping on me?
So funny.
He looked at us too and was like, is he? Yeah, he's out.
Yeah,
he's out.
And look, there are times like when we get later in the day and we're, you know, I've been sitting at a computer for 3-4 hours.
Especially if you eat.
Yeah, right. Oh, God. Oh,
going
man.
To a carb
you
know, coma.
Yeah, right. So what's it for you? If you've ever fallen asleep at work, what happened? What was the outcome? How did it come about? Whatever it is, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. That story about sleep-deprived states,
mm-hmm.
the least sleep-deprived states are South Dakota, Colorado, Minnesota, Montana, and Nebraska. You know why?
Hunting.
No. They're snowed in, right? All they do is sleep.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Rider University. To learn more and apply, visit rider.edu. Jimi Hendrix drummer Mitch Mitchell once told this story about Jimmy and how much of a fan he was of Bob Dylan's work. So one day they end up in the studio doing All Along the Watchtower, but Mitchell recalled how the track also moved Hendrix into a whole new phase recording-wise.
He thought so highly of the writing, let's give it a crack. From start to finish, I think it could have been up to a couple of weeks, really, of working through it in England, and then to the final mix. It went on over quite a period of time. That was kind of a breakthrough point. Jimmy was spending a lot more time on tracks by that date, so kind of a stepping stone. That track really stands up in my book.
The John DeBella Podcast on Philadelphia's number one classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
The Toy Museum has come up with the three toys that are entering into their Hall of Fame.
Okay.
All right. Number one, American Girl dolls.
Nope.
I hate American Girl
dolls. Well, you're a man.
No. I've just they're not a doll or a scam.
They're like $100 a pop.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Yeah, you're right. They're insane, right? Risk, the game Risk.
Okay.
And coming in third, Sand.
I always said get the...
yeah, right.
I mean, at least sand. Say Kinetic Sand.
Sand's great.
It is pretty cool.
But you know, the things that didn't make it, the game Battleship, Billiards, Cabbage Patch Kids, the Fisher-Price Corn Popper, Marjan, Masters of the Universe toy, the Piñata. The Piñata isn't a
not
toy.
A toy. No.
All right. Settlers of Catan. Is that a game or something?
I have no idea.
Right. So far, and none of them should be in. So,
here you go.
Carry on.
And the toy fire truck.
Oh, that's a snub.
That's a snub.
I have three in my living room.
Jack upset.
It should be in it already.
Right. Yeah, three in my living room now.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to put things like sand in there, then you know, why not the tube from wrapping paper?
It's true.
Come on.
You can make that argument.
That was a lightsaber long before you had a lightsaber.
Not a toy, though.
All right.
Cardboard box.
Yeah, right.
Not a toy.
Cardboard box is in.
Oh, is it?
Cardboard
okay, good.
Box is in.
It should be.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
If that's it, I didn't know that was in. Okay, well, then the tube should be in, sure.
Right. Yeah, you know. What about mom's yardstick?
I didn't grow up with my mom beating me with a yardstick.
No, it wasn't about it was the nuns. It was like you can play games like, let's find out what's under the sofa.
Oh, we use Hot Wheels tracks.
Hot Wheels tracks, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
we actually have a grabber.
Paperclips.
Paperclips?
Right. Not only could you make jewelry with them, but they can be a weapon.
Yeah.
All right.
Pick a lock with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, multi-purpose.
We had a caller. We did a phone topic about cheap toys or cheap things, and they were talking about some white trash hanger thing they used with paper clips. Do you remember what that was?
No.
Ah.
Sorry.
And then tongs. Tongs are always fun.
Tongs.
Yeah. You could play crane.
And My kids love tongs, John.
And you could retrieve the dead goldfish with them.
Oh, God.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Ding.
102.9 MGK. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Ahead of us, of course, is the Turkey Drop being presented once again by our fine friends at Acme Markets. We'll be broadcasting live for the Kimmel Center from 6 to 9 a.m. on Tuesday, the 23rd. And we are hoping that whether it's that day or at one of our Acme locations, pardon me, that you are going to make a donation. It could be anything. It could be a turkey. It could be a free turkey coupon. It could be cash, right? You can make a donation right now by going to WMGK.com. You'll see all of the Acme locations that we're going to be at. Or if you want, just send a check in to us. If you send it to DeBella at WMGK.com here, you know, check the website for the exact address. And you will gladly take your money that way. But most importantly, you know, this is where, like, the corporate donations come in big. If you work for a company that does, you know, matching donations, maybe you put in $20, maybe they'll put in $20. Maybe you put in $100 or you pass the hat around the office, let the company know, they'll match it, right? Or maybe you're some corporation who's looking for a tax deduction. This is a great way because City Team is a 501(c), right? And you can deduct it that way. You know, we've had, do you remember last year? What was it? Ron Druin from Davis Honda.
Yeah, Davis Honda.
He did that whole thing with the test drive a car, and he'll donate $100. We got like $5,000 out of that.
And they're back in this year as like they'll be on site with us, like for an interview. So they're back in.
So is he coming down or is Seth Joyner coming?
Seth Joyner's coming down.
Seth Joyner's coming down.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a phone number for him?
Yeah, for Ron.
Well, for Davis Honda.
Yeah, for Ron. Yeah.
Ron at Davis Honda.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you wanted Seth Joyner's.
No.
Just put him on blast.
No, the last thing I want to do is wake Seth Joyner in the morning.
Here's Ron.
Okay, all right, hang on. Let's dial this up. Because I would love to know that they're going to do this again. They've got to be in. He's the boss. He's got to be there first. Kind of like me. You know, I'm always here first.
Hi, Davis Honda. How may I direct your call?
Hi. It's John DiBella from WMGK. Is Ron Druin in?
Sure. One second. Let me get him for you. Hold on.
Thank you. Oh, God. Of all things.
Hi, this is Ron. Can I help you?
Ron, hi. It's John DiBella.
Hey, John. How are you? How's everything going?
I'm doing really good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Must be November.
Yes, it is November. And I was wondering, you know, last year you made a great donation. I think it was like $5,000 for people doing those test drives with the Hondas. And I was wondering, you know, I haven't heard anything yet. Are you up for doing it again?
You know, something told me when I heard your name, there's going to be an expensive phone call. yes, we are. I've actually been meaning to give you guys a quick heads up and a call. Yes, we are definitely in again this year. We are looking forward to it.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, now you're making me feel so much better for my son buying a Honda. Unfortunately, he bought it in Nashville, Tennessee. Right.
Well, we could have shipped it.
Oh, damn. Had I only known.
Yeah, we're not shy, John.
Well, that is great. So we'll do it the same as the last time. Every time somebody test drives a Honda over the next couple of weeks, you'll donate $100 to the turkey drop.
Yes, 100%. We're in.
Oh, that is great. Right. How's everything going for you guys there?
It's going well. We have challenges like everyone else right now. It seems to be like, you know, every quarter it's something different. But, you know, it's been productive and we're getting through it. It's been good. We got really good people here at Davis Honda, and it's just been a encouraging year.
Are you tired of saying computer chips?
A little bit, yeah.
I can only imagine.
I'm going to start building them myself.
I see. All right, so how soon can we start this?
We'll get started right away. We'll do it tomorrow morning. We'll get started tomorrow.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. All right, so folks, just stop by Davis Honda in Burlington, New Jersey. Go for a test drive, right? You know, say hi to Ron, any of his salespeople. They'll understand everything that's going on here. And every time someone takes a test drive in a Honda, we'll get $100 for the turkey drop from a Davis Honda and Ron Druin. Ron, thank you so much for doing this again. I really appreciate it.
You got it, guys. I'll see you soon. Hey, looking forward to it.
Ron, who answered the phone this morning? Who was that woman we spoke with?
That was probably Dawn. She's one of our long tenured and best employees here.
Yeah. She wants a raise.
She was super sweet.
Really?
Yeah. That's what she told us.
Maybe she should take a couple test drives. That'll earn some money.
Have a great day.
You too, John. Thank you.
All right. Thanks to Ron Druin. This is going to be great. This is going to be great. I got to tell you, this year, this is the 19th year that we're doing the turkey drop.
Is it really?
Right? Well, the 19th year here at MGK, and overall something like the 37th year that I've done it. All right, you know, and every year there's new challenges. Last year we came up with numbers that were we were in shock. We did over 13,000 turkeys.
Is that what it was? I knew it was huge.
Yeah. So, but this year is going to be harder because everything's so much more expensive. Right, that's why I'm saying to you, folks, the easiest way to do this, make a donation right now. Go to WMGK.com. $20 buys a turkey for City Team. I mean, you know, that's what it's going to take. You know, and you're going to have a hard time finding turkeys. So keep the turkey for yourself so you can have your Thanksgiving and then give us the money for a turkey so they can have their Thanksgiving. All of the information is sitting at WMGK.com. The turkey drop is 2 weeks from today. We'll be live at the Kimball Center from 6 to 9 a.m. We'll also be out in Havertown on Westchester Pike at the Acme there, the one on Red Lion Road in Northeast Philly, in Flowertown and Bethlehem Pike. Pardon me. And in Audubon, New Jersey, on the Black Horse Pike. That was just hacking up a lung.
Oh, okay. I thought you were getting worked up.
Yeah, for a moment there, I thought I was smoking again.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
We were talking about this earlier. Everybody yesterday seemed so refreshed because we all got that extra hour of sleep. And then, of course, came the story of Joe Biden nodding at the global summit
on climate change.
Thank
Very
you.
Very snooze fest.
I don't know what's. Yeah,
you have a pretzel?
No, I didn't have a pretzel. I just my tea is too hot to drink right now.
All right, well, hang on. We got a lot of people online.
So okay, we do. All right, because we want to know about you and falling asleep at work. You know, we saw Joe Biden do it, and you know how many times have any of us been in one of those situations? Boring speech going on.
God.
It's warm. He's in a suit and a tie, and you know, and someone's going on in a language that he doesn't understand. And he's sitting there, and yeah, of course the guy's going to nod.
I could be in a refrigerator. If it's boring enough, I'm going to fall asleep.
Exactly. But we've all fallen asleep, you know, at some time at work. I mean, I did it once standing up. I literally fell asleep in the corner of a radio station studio because it was the only place that the studio was freezing, and it was the only place the sun was coming in. And the next thing I know, we were running a public service show on tape. And the next thing I hear is flip, 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 flip. Yeah, I have no idea how long we were off the air. All right. So the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Let's go to the phone, see who we got here. I think Andy's first in line. Good morning, Andy. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing damn fine. So do you ever fall asleep at work?
Oh, man, I worked seasonal maintenance when I was 18 at a battery factory, and I fell asleep. The work buddy that I worked with went to get us a ladder, and I sat down in, like, a corner of the factory and fell asleep and got suspended for 2 days, and the rest of the summer, all the maintenance guys called me Snooze Dog.
I love the irony of you running out of power at a battery factory.
Have a good morning. Tony, what about yourself? Where'd you fall asleep?
I had to fall asleep, but I was in charge of a bunch of people, and my manager's walking through, and this one older gentleman sleeping, and he had a pen in his hand. And my manager walks up and walks by, then he taps him on the shoulder and goes, Jack, what have you done your dreams?
Good morning, Leona. How are you doing?
Good, John. How are you today?
I'm damn fine. So you ever fall asleep at work?
Yes, I did. I was in a class, and my head was going back and forth, and my boss and other fellow state workers were betting on whether my Fed was going to go backwards or forwards.
What do you do? Who do you work for?
The state of New Jersey.
What do you do for the state of New Jersey?
I'm a buyer.
Of what?
Of goods that go out to the state.
I'm a firearms instructor.
This happened a long time ago.
All right. Are you the woman that the town in New Jersey is named after?
No.
Have you ever been to Leona, New Jersey?
No, I have not.
Alan Alda.
I think it's Leonia.
What do you know? You fell asleep.
Have a good morning. Joe, what about yourself? You ever fall asleep at work?
Yes, I have.
Where do you work? How did it happen? Tell us all about it.
I'm a local one bricklayer, and when we were redoing Ridley High School, about four buildings there, it was so cold out one day. I went out at lunchtime, always sat in the car, and I'm eating my lunch, and I must have nodded off. I woke up. It was 1:45. I was about an hour and 15 minutes late for going back to work. And it was
an understandable situation for, you know, where he fell asleep.
Right.
Oh, no doubt.
Joe has reminded me of a story that I totally forgot about till right now. I was painting houses, the outside of houses, when I was in college for one summer. Don't know how these people actually hired us to do it because it was a bunch of college guys. House in Glenside had a sunroom, so it had a smaller roof.
Right, sure.
And it was shaded. So I'm sitting there on the roof painting the house, and I was hungover. I decided to take a nap in the shade on the roof. I woke up about an hour and a half later. It's time to leave. And I get down off the roof on the ladder, go home. My buddy calls me. Dude, you left a huge blank spot on the back of the house. I have to go back and paint it myself. A huge unpainted square because I fell asleep hungover.
Have a great morning, Joe.
All right, you too, Dan.
So you fell asleep at work at two different jobs. I fell asleep at work at two different radio stations, as opposed to Dave. He went to sleep at work.
Yeah, purposely.
He built a cubby.
Exactly.
I cannot believe you and your friends built a little cubby place for you to sleep at the, what was it, the Staples?
Staples in Allentown.
Oh, it's just the Staples store. It wasn't even the warehouse.
Oh, God,
it was the store itself.
No, there was people shopping right below us.
Well, that's what bubble wrap is for.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.